I spent a couple of days on Cape Cod last weekend, and when you go out to eat in the clam shacks, you hear a whole range of accents from the seasonal foreign waitstaff. This year, though, not so much. Summers are the time of year that businesses in vacation spots like the Cape are dependent on the H-2B visa. It's for seasonal workers, mostly in fisheries and landscaping and at resorts. Yesterday, officials in Washington announced a one-time bump in the number of H-2Bs for this year. Maybe that'll give a little relief to those workers who've been doing double duty. But as Amy Bracken reports from Martha's Vineyard, Massachusetts, that news comes too late for some employers who have already been through a punishing summer.
Business is booming at the Homeport restaurant on Martha's Vineyard. The place is packed, and there's a long line for seafood takeout. But the restaurant's co-owner, Sarah Nixon, isn't celebrating.
It's really rough.
Rough because it isn't always easy hiring a dedicated summer staff. And this summer, it's worse than usual.
We aren't opening for lunch at the moment. We're closing 2 days a week for dinner. I've never had to do that before.
Normally, Nixon has a full summer staff, vetted, experienced, and largely from Jamaica. They built a niche here, coming back each summer. Jamaicans are among the top H-2B visa holders in the U.S. The visas are capped at $66,000 a year, but often, in the past, that cap didn't apply to returning visa holders, so Nixon's workers could come back each summer. Congress ended that exemption last fall, meaning this year, Nixon had to compete for the visas along with everyone else, and they were all snapped up by the time she began hiring.
Hi.
Same for Nancy's restaurant, another popular seafood spot on the island. The manager, David Gaffey, says they're down 10 workers this summer, mostly cooks from Jamaica who've worked here for years.
I mean, it's huge, because all the other employees are working full-time as it is, so that's a big deficit. There's no people around here that are qualified to fill those positions, so it's not an ideal scenario.
Businesses have lobbied for more visas, but without much progress. This week, the government increased the cap by $15,000, which is less than requested, and it required businesses to show, quote, irreparable harm if they didn't get the visas. Meanwhile, some critics say these employers don't do enough to hire American workers. And others say the visa program is rife with abuses, such as wage theft and forced labor. Daniel Costa is with the left-leaning Economic Policy Institute.
I think generally increasing the number of workers in a program that is this flawed doesn't make a lot of sense. I think that DHS and DOL should focus on fixing the program and making sure that there are more worker protections in place.
Some safeguards are in place now. Employers must run job ads in local papers before hiring guest workers, and they have to pay a prevailing wage. But Costa says the safeguards aren't bulletproof. Business owners here also want reforms, an easing of the cap, and consistency from year to year.
Hello, may I please have one of your plain chocolate and also a bag of the mixed caramel?
This year, Mike McCourt is one of the lucky ones. He owns Murdoch's Fudge and has three shops on the vineyard. He got all 14 visas he'd applied for his summer workers.
They're the ones that open the stores, and they're the ones that close the stores. They know all aspects of the business. So when I open up in the spring, it's like having a full-time staff, and they just come in and take over where they left off.
He says there simply aren't enough local adults available and willing to do these jobs year after year. Many businesses here hire students, but say they sometimes skip work to hit the beach. Lorna Bennett is a visa holder from Jamaica who works at the Fudge Shop. She says she read that some businesses in the U.S. were forced to close because they couldn't get H-2B visas, and she can see why.
For the most part, when we come, we work very hard because that's what we're here to do. We're here to work. We don't hang around. We don't sit around. We just work.
Bennett has worked here for the past 3 summers and often works a second job at a bakery. Many H-2B holders do that, clocking more than 80 hours a week. And because visa holders work multiple jobs, Sarah Nixon, the restaurant owner, says there's a ripple effect when those visas are in short supply.
People keep coming up to me and say, hey, where's Junior? He usually works for me in the morning at the fish market at 4 a.m. before he starts with you. Well, he's not here. You know, where is Marva? She usually comes and cleans my house. Well, Marva's not here. She's in Jamaica with no job.
And they won't be here this season, despite this week's increase in the visa cap. They can only hope another decision will come out of Washington soon on whether they can come back next year. For The World, Amy Bracken, Martha's Vineyard.